Hello, listeners. Welcome once again to Everyday English. In this program, I'd like us to consider a number of idiomatic expressions with the verb burn.
But before then, would you explain what you mean by an idiomatic expression?
That's a fair question. An idiomatic expression is simply an idiom. An idiom is a sequence of words whose meaning cannot be arrived at by combining the meanings of the individual words that form the sequence. This is one sense of idiom, and it is the sense that is relevant to our discussion. The idiomatic expression and its meaning have to be learnt as a unit, just as we learn the meanings of individual words. Every such expression has a literal meaning and an idiomatic meaning. For example,
what then is a non-idiomatic expression?
By a non-idiomatic expression, I hope you do not mean an un-idiomatic expression.
No, I don't.
Well, a non-idiomatic expression is a sequence of words which makes sense and whose sense or meaning can be arrived at by combining the separate meanings of the individual meanings of the words that compose the expression. Such meaning is called the literal meaning of the expression. Now, you give me an expression containing burn, and I'll illustrate my point with it to you.
Burn one's fingers.
Burn one's fingers. This expression can mean put one's fingers in the fire or hot water or acid and have it burnt. This is a literal or non-idiomatic meaning. But there is an idiomatic meaning, a non-literal meaning, which is
suffer loss or come to harm as a result of rash meddling in an affair.
This is an idiomatic interpretation of burn one's fingers. One cannot infer this meaning of the expression from the combined meanings of the individual words that constitute it. Here is an example of the idiomatic use of burn one's fingers.
If I were you, I wouldn't dabble with money doublers. It is a sure way of getting your fingers burned.
If I were you, I wouldn't dabble with money doublers. It is a sure way of getting your fingers burned. The expression burn your fingers as an idiom means suffer loss. The loss in this particular context is financial loss. You suffer loss as a result of foolishly meddling in a risky business, which is pictured here in terms of dipping your fingers in fire and getting them burnt as a result.
If I were you, I wouldn't dabble with money doublers. It is a sure way of getting your fingers burnt.
A variant of the expression is
get one's fingers burnt.
Burn one's fingers, get one's fingers burnt. The latter form is a passive sentence. You take a foolish financial risk and you lose miserably. The two forms mean the same thing.
Amadou got his fingers badly burned as a result of dabbling in the stock market last year.
He had his fingers burned. He lost financially as a result of dabbling in stocks and shares. We turn now to our second idiom with burn.
Burn one's boats.
Burn one's boats. Alternatively,
burn one's bridges.
The two mean the same thing. When you burn your boats or bridges, you take a step or do something that makes it impossible to go back to a previous situation. That is an allusion to the action by ancient military leaders. They burnt the boats in which the army had crossed a river so that the soldiers would know they must conquer or die, since retreat was impossible.
Burn your boats.
Burn your bridges.
You take a decision or action from which retreat is impossible. Now, I'd like you to listen to this short exchange.
I'd like to warn you.
Warn me? About what?
Think carefully. Consider all the options before you hand in your resignation letter.
But I have written it, and I have thought carefully about my intended action.
I know, but spend a day or two over your intention. If you hand in the letter now, you will have burned your boats. There won't be any retreat. Have you considered carefully the implications of the action you propose to take? Have you got a job waiting? These are important questions you should find answers to.
I do advise Kofi to think twice before he resigns. Resignation in this case would mean burning his boats or bridges. He cannot come back. Let's now turn to a third idiom with the verb burn, and that is...
Burn the midnight oil.
Burn the midnight oil. This idiom means study, work, or write late into the night. The expression must have been popular during the time when oil lamps, instead of electricity, were used. Here's an example of the use of the idiom.
She has no choice but burn the midnight oil. She has an important exam next week. It is a make-or-break exam.
Now, our fourth and final idiom with burn.
Burn the candle at both ends.
Burn the candle at both ends. We normally burn a candle at one end. To burn a candle at both ends is to try to do too much. And this is dangerous. A person who burns the candle at both ends is one who tries to do too many things at a time and as a result gets tired and exhausts himself. He becomes frustrated and in the end may achieve little or nothing at all. Burn the candle at both ends.
Don't burn the candle at both ends. Do one thing at a time.
In this program, we've explained the notion idiom and have illustrated it with burn. We've met the idioms.
Burn one's fingers.
Which means?
Lose money or property, or come to harm as a result of meddling in an affair in a rash manner.
We've also met
burn one's boats or bridges, which means take a decision which doesn't permit you to retreat.
Burn the midnight oil means work or study till late at night, and
burn the candle at both ends means do too many things at a time.
I'd like you to listen to a dialogue which contains idiomatic expressions containing burn.
You look tired. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? Your eyes are blurred. Don't try to be clever.
They are normal.
No one has commented this morning on your blurred eyes. You must have worked deep into the night, moonlighting or possibly burning the midnight oil.
I have to study hard, you know. I have registered for the LLB.
I thought you were preparing for your NAPT exams for next month.
I am. That's why I have to work so hard.
I think I have more experience in such matters than you do, if you will admit.
Aha.
It's always better to do one thing at a time. It never pays to burn the candle at both ends.
I haven't many options left as things are, Ajo. I'll soon need a job.
You haven't sent in your letter of resignation, I hope.
But I'm about to.
About to? Pause to think, Kofi. You are bound to come to grief with this kind of precipitate dash. What are you running for?
Well, it's getting late.
Maybe this is the time for me to warn you against burning your boats.
Thank you, listeners, for your attention. That's all we have time for. Goodbye and cheers.